Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Do we have to end early, John, so you can get out to the Gun and Knife Show?
Well, yeah, we gotta hustle, buddy.
We're
very fast.
We don't have much time. John's got to get out to the Lapeer Gun and Knife Show. That's going on today at the Lapeer County Center building.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. And, Saturdays are great days anyway.
Yeah.
But when we can spend them at a gun show, that's the icing on the cake,
pretty
buddy.
Pretty doggone good day right
what
there.
Day's a good day, what's a good day to go to a gun show? Any day that ends in Y.
There you go.
Any day that ends in Y. But here it is, October 12th already. Can you believe it? Man, the year's just clicking away fast. Storms on the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
Scary times. Pray for everybody down there in peril and hopefully don't have too much loss of life. You know, we can only pray. I'm going down in a couple weeks, so I'm a little nervous. I got to see some before and after footage before I decide to fly down there. I might not get on the plane this trip.
Yeah, two in a row that are huge.
Milton and Helene.
Milton. Yeah.
So, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Of course, we want you to come out to the Lapeer Gun and Knife Show today. We're going to have a great time. It's at the Lapeer Center building, and it's Mel Smith's show, so it's just an outstanding show. They're just great shows. This is no flea market. This is a gun and knife show. Come on out today and have a good time with us, and stop by and say hi and tell me you heard us on the radio this morning. That'd be great.
Opens at 9:00. It'll go till 4:00, and they've got all kinds of stuff to see there and check out. You can buy, you can sell. It's a great show. $6, right? Admission.
Yeah, $6 admission, and got set up yesterday, and it's a nice setup. I'm always happy being here, and it's a good crowd, you know.
Yeah.
We used to do these at the Davis and Knights of Columbus Hall for years, and then we lost that hall to now it's a kids center or something, and which is good, but we lost our hall, so I'm glad we're out here now. I'm glad.
Lapeer Center building is awesome. It's a great spot for it.
It is, and it's fitting. So come on out. Be glad you did, and bring some cash or bring some guns you want to sell. We'll be glad to work with you out here and see what we can do. But kids under 14 are free. Don't forget. So if you
with an
wanna,
adult,
yeah, with an adult, bring. Don't think it's romper room and you can drop the kids off and take off and go to the spa. We don't want that to happen.
No.
No. So this is a gun and knife show, and a lot of rules.
I got to tell you, if you bring the kids and you go with them and you actually spend some time with them, you might not end up having your kids turn you in on the tip line. See, I did that,
that's
John?
That's a good segue. Because we are doing the MCRGO report. And this week, the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, their weekly report is all about what they call the tip line controversy. And this is very interesting. So along with all the other rules they've put on us this year by a Democrat-run organization known as Michigan Government, they have snuck a little amendment in. And this was inserted into the conference committee report for the Michigan School Aid Bill. So this happened on September 25th, so it's only a couple weeks old. The conference committee report was fast-tracked from committee to be approved by the full House and Senate that same afternoon, with very little time for any legislators to even read the report or testify on it. The amendment would allow intermediate school districts to establish a tip line for students to anonymously report their parents, relatives, friends, parents, etc., who improperly store firearms.
Young men, you will be our eyes and ears.
Yes.
Please report to us all activity against the party.
Yes, and that's exactly how I feel about it, Dano. We all support responsible firearm storage. This is, it's important that we keep things locked up, that we don't have guns just laying around, hey, honey, move that ammunition. Put the child down right there. You know, we don't need that. This type of thing we'd expect to see from a totalitarian police state, but not here in Michigan. This is just not right. The tip line is another way to demonize gun owners and create a negative stigma about families that own firearms. So you got the kids over, they're all having popcorn, they're watching a movie, or they're you know, watching it, playing video games, and somebody gets disgruntled and they head home, and next thing you know, you're getting a tip line. And what we don't want to have is what they call swatting. Strong potential for the misuse of the tip line, creating another way to send police into somebody's house anonymously, a.k.a. swatting. This has resulted in a lot of unintended deaths across America where, you know, well, they got a tip and they, well, you know, how many times do we hear about them breaking into the wrong, you know, the police busting into the wrong house and shooting the wrong people? This can easily happen. We got to make sure that their cool heads prevail. The tip line has virtually no positive benefit that anybody can see in terms of what the police are going to do about it. So MCRGO would much rather see the money used for gun safety programs and training programs, which we should be doing in schools, including the Eddie the Eagle program, which has been around forever. From it's pre-K through fourth grade. And I mean, my kids, heck, there was a picture of me and Eddie the Eagle on Facebook just, oh, I don't know, 8-9 months ago. We're old buddies. Me and Eddie the Eagle go way back. He's an NRA kind of cartoon, but it was a good situation to break kids into the thought of what do you do when you see a gun in the house?
And that includes reporting it, telling adults, telling your parents, hey.
This. Exactly. Yeah, and because the whole rule was stop, don't touch,
yeah.
Run away, and tell a grown-up.
Yes.
You know, and that's, and if you're in, you know, if little Susie's over at Betty's house and, you know, hey, there was a pistol, you know, laying on her bed, go tell an adult quickly because the pistol probably isn't supposed to be there. And we know with safe storage laws it shouldn't be there. But does that require a call or should we talk to the parents and deal with it on a one-on-one basis and deal with it, keep it in the family? I'm just worried about the repercussions. So for Democrats, the tip line amendment serves as a campaign season deflection from the refusal to take up a bipartisan safe schools package, which is House Bills 4088 through 4100. This legislative session, if they could do it, it'd be a wonderful thing. But, you know, they won't do it. Right now, they're more worried about spending money on the air and spending money on TV, trying to make the other people look bad. Democrats don't want to give Republicans any competitive districts, any opportunity to vote in any other way than to vote for the Safe Schools Bill. They want to just blanket out the bipartisan stuff that's been put forth and put in their Safe Schools Bill. And how do you vote no to a Safe Schools Bill? You know what I mean? The name of it. Well, you voted no to the Safe Schools Bill. You can just hear those ads coming down the pipe. You know what I mean? I know you feel my pain.
They manipulate language. They use these inaccurate names. They title their bills that way to make it. And they're false and to go into it and explain why it's wrong. I mean, it's harder to have a catchy title of the bill.
I can't see where, you know, you pray to God it all works out good. But you know, the Safe Schools Bill were developed following the November 2021 Oxford High School shooting. They supposedly would improve school safety, provide for youth mental health resources, create statewide law enforcement standards. These bills were introduced in February of 2023 and have been sitting there ignored in the House Education Committee for 20 months. We've got some really good bipartisan efforts that have been put forth and they've just been ignored. So more now than ever, the importance to get out and vote is so prevalent. I mean, for 20 months, for good rules and good new legislation, we sitting there not touched. That hurts because, you know, lives could have been saved. It's like just like us, Dan, when I have a stack of AEDs in my office and I'm not going out putting them into schools, it's like those should be saving lives. They could be saving lives. And if I don't get to that school with that AED, it's on me. You know what I mean? I would feel the same way if I had put all the effort into making the Safe Schools Bill and then have it not even be touched. that would drive me absolutely bonkers. So get out and vote. That's my recommendation. Know who you're voting for. Talk to your friends. Explain the importance of this vote more than ever. I know you hear it all the time on the radio right now. Constant barrage of ads. Be careful what you're voting for. Know if you're going to vote your rights away. And I think it's imperative this year more than ever. Talk to your family. Don't play the separation of church and state thing. Talk to your people at church. That's all nonsense. We can talk however we want to talk about this. Just because you might not go the way they want you to go doesn't mean you're wrong.
Be careful on like the ballot initiatives and that sort of stuff too, because they do the same thing. You know, they title these things misleadingly.
Yes.
They say that they're going to do something, you know, bipartisan election redistricting commission, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of...
There's always a hidden agenda.
So you got to...
It's not that hidden anymore, is it?
No. You got to look into this stuff, though, before you vote. It's important, like you say.
We've had several friends call us in the past couple of weeks that are starting to do their absentee ballots.
Yeah.
They're totally confused.
Right. Yeah.
And just take your time, go through it. If you're going to do absentee, take your time,
go through it.
Call a friend.
Yeah.
You know, talk to the people you know that are reasonable, that you know. I wouldn't talk to the guy that, you know, his hair standing straight up and wears a tinfoil hat and try to get advice from him. You know, try to get some, if you need advice, get it from somebody with a sound mind. So that's my recommendation here from the Gunsmith Show. Remember, like us on Facebook. The Gunsmith Show, we're here every Saturday on the radio here on US 103. Yeah, get the app, and if you're having a hard time listening to us, get the app, and the US 103 app, you'll be glad you did.
Hey, and make sure you stop out and see John out at the Lapeer Gun and Knife Show.
I wish you were coming.
Lapeer Center building. I can't. I get stuff going on.
I understand.
But, yeah, it'll be a great time out there. Mel Smith's Lapeer Gun and Knife Show going on till 4 o'clock today. Keep it right here. It's the Gunsmith Show, US 103.1. We'll be back right after this.